Script, good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, coming to you on this fine Saturday, November 30th, with the rundown on the latest happenings in the Australian financial services industry. Today, we bring you a compelling report on the future of financial advising straight from a Sydney roundtable held by IntelliFlow. They spotlight the significance of advisors crafting compelling and unique brand identities. Peter Warren from Finura Group endorses social media as a catalyst in brand development, stating that trust building is the linchpin in advisory success and not just the sharing of financial advice. Similarly, Adele Martin emphasizes that the trust nurtured through these brands could drive business scalability to flourish, pointing towards Steve Jobs as a shining example. This discussion accentuates the necessity of striking brands and attracting prospective clients, as well as enticing new talent to the advisory sector, an industry slated to grow significantly. In other major news, the Australian federal government makes an exciting move towards reforming superannuation. This transformation, championed by Treasurer Jim Chalmers, promises to strip away the complexities of retirement planning and hone the superannuation experience. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission plans to commence an educational drive to augment financial literacy amongst retirees. These much-awaited changes, expected by July 2026, bring good tidings from the Council of Australian Life Insurers as they laud the initiative for paving a path towards innovative retirement solutions and instilling a deeper confidence in retirees while managing their superannuation. For all those prospective first home buyers out there, your voices have been heard. A Senate inquiry strongly recommends modernizing Australia's mortgage lending rules. Senator Andrew Bragg underscores the urgent need for policy amendments to make the dream of home ownership within reach yet again. These suggestions, currently under governmental appraisal, lean towards unfolding a more nuanced economic landscape that could alleviate struggles faced by almost 40% of newbie buyers. Furthermore, a Senate inquiry led by Greens Senator Maureen Farooqi urges the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission to amplify its oversight towards insurance premiums. Inarguably, heightened transparency in premium pricing is the need of the hour, coupled with stronger government checks against unchecked insurance cost hikes. Amongst these are calls for fiscal incentives for insurers and deliberations on implementing a levy on mineral extraction corporations, pointing us towards an undeniably dynamic discourse anticipated in the insurance sector. That concludes today's Financial Services News Wrap. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, reminding you to take control of your financial future today. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for all your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs. Until next time, keep those financial ambitions high.